Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be cloudy with occasional showers, becoming maybe a steady light rain later on. High today near 40. In Kenosha right now, it's 38 degrees, 38 Burlington, Milwaukee 37. It is also 38 in Racine. Well, our recently fairly mild winter weather probably going to change quite a bit in the coming days. Depending on how a current system moves, we could also either get quite a bit or just a little bit of snow. But AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams says one thing is for certain, significantly colder temperatures will be arriving by Sunday.
The main computer model that we look at has a high of 20 degrees on Monday, 17 Tuesday, 15 Wednesday, and 27 Thursday and 35 Friday. So several days of very cold air.
He is predicting that by this time next week, though, some of the outdoor activities like ice fishing and skiing, that should be ramping up with the much more seasonal conditions. The City of Racine Health Department offering up some tips for you pet owners to keep your animals safe, with the forecast being much colder weather coming up this weekend. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with some of the advice.
It's early in the winter season and your pet's winter coat may just be coming in. If you notice your pet shivering, he or she may need a sweater. And no pet should be left outside for long periods of time, especially in below zero temperatures. Wipe your pet's feet after a walk to remove potentially harmful chemicals like road salt and antifreeze that they could lick off. And because ears, foot pads, and the tip of the tail are the most vulnerable to frostbite, thoroughly dry your pet after coming in from outside. The health department is also reminding residents that dogs, cats, ferrets, and pot-bellied pigs must be licensed and vaccinated against rabies. January 31st is the deadline for purchasing an annual license for 2016. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Our weather here in southeast Wisconsin over the past few months, good and bad when it comes to facilities and operational planning in Kenosha County. County Board Supervisor Dennis Elverman telling his colleagues this week how plans go after the Emerald Ash Borer this week had to be delayed until the ground gets a little colder in the coming days.
El Nino has killed us on that. We need, because we hired an actual logging company, the prices were much better, but their equipment is very large. They cannot mobilize without frozen ground, and believe it or not, we don't have frozen ground right now. It might be Wednesday or Thursday because I saw temperatures going down, but we've been working on ash borer with our own people, but this is the big logging company moving into pets, moving into the golf courses.
And as for the golf courses in Kenosha, Elverman indicated the weather factored into more revenue, though not just from playing. It was from selling things like cards and passes for next year. Supervisors also learning about the roof on top of the garage at the county center going to get done in Bristol, as well as the public safety generator project downtown at the safety building. 19-year-old man from Irma, Wisconsin gets 7 years in prison in Racine County for pleading guilty to robbing a bank in 2014. Judge Eugene Gasakevich also giving Cantrell Hunter Jr. 5 years of extended supervision once he gets out. The bank, TCF on Douglas Avenue, robbed in November of 2014. Hunter, one of three people arrested in connection with the crime. Trial scheduled for yet another of the defendants, 21-year-old Antoine Cook, in March. A third man is awaiting sentencing, charges dismissed against the fourth individual. In Fond du Lac County, it took a jury just 45 minutes to convict 62-year-old Dennis Brantner of drug possession and bail jumping charges. Same Kenosha man also suspected in the 1990 murder of 18-year-old Barrett Beck of Sturtevant.
So after the jury reached its verdict, I requested that his bail be revoked, and the court granted that. And then I also asked for a pre-sentence investigation, and the court ordered that report. So sentencing will occur sometime after that report is received.
That's Fond du Lac County DA Eric Tony. Brantner scheduled to go on trial in June for Beck's murder. And a 23-year-old former Milwaukee resident is now facing federal charges of lying about ties to terrorist groups. Oz Mohammed Yunus Al-Jayeb emigrated from Syria in 2012. He allegedly posted on social media from Syria from November of 2013 to January of 2014 that he was fighting with organizations that included Ansar al-Islam. He's accused of lying to officials upon his return to the U.S. when he settled in Sacramento, California in January of 2014, references ties to terror groups. He maintained he only went to Turkey to go visit his grandmother. Telling a Madison TV station that as he looks at long-term goals, he is considering another term to bring his ideas to fruition. However, a decision, he says, won't be made for about another year. Andrew Everett, again, going to be a candidate out in the Waterford Village board area because he's getting a second chance to refile the correct nominating form. Officials there determined that the document he had turned in before the 5 p.m. Tuesday deadline was an outdated document that came off the village website. A news release from the village indicating efforts were being made to determine how that old form was accessed and to scrub the website of outdated forms and information. The release goes on to state, quote, "The correct and current forms are always available on the elections and voting page of the village website." Well, every opportunity to save money gets looked at these days when it comes to local government operations. Caledonia's Village Board this week supporting a resolution for a letter of understanding and a membership in the Value in Local Government Cooperative Purchasing Program of Southeast Wisconsin.
The Value Program is a cooperative agreement between numerous municipalities and other quasi-government entities to pool their resources to get the best value for purchasing of normally purchased goods and services that are used by the municipality.
Village Administrator Tom Christensen telling the trustees it's $35 a year to join, and it could tie nicely into the new purchasing card program, which the board also approved. A developer from Madison now closer to the finishing touches on a financing package for redeveloping the old Elks Club building in downtown Kenosha into a boutique hotel. City Plan Commission adding up to $500,000 to an existing loan to make it $3.1 million toward the estimated $20 million project. The only no vote to that financial move was Anita Ferroni. She suggested demolition of the historic but dilapidated landmark building wouldn't be the worst thing.
That building is in such disrepair, you could probably take that vacant lot, even if we had to raise it, and build something there that would be much better for the downtown area than a boutique hotel or whatever it is that they're calling it.
In defending the project, though, Kenosha Mayor Keith Bosman said Madison-based Gorman & Company has a history with these kinds of buildings, so they know what they're doing. The Plan Commission recommendation will go to the full council later this month. There's a March 31st deadline for Gorman and the city on this project. And in Milwaukee, construction of the new downtown arena for the NBA's Bucks expected to begin by the end of July. Team officials expecting it to be done. And about 2 years later, that would be in time for the start of the 2018-19 season. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there whenever you want, in podcast form. Just look on the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.